This Raw Talk podcast is sponsored by our friends at Mortgage Express. We'd like to thank Alfonso Archuleta of Mortgage Express for supporting the music and ministry of M88. They're located at 3701 San Mateo Northeast at the corner of San Mateo and Comanche. Their phone number is 237-2460. It's the support of listeners and businesses like Alfonso Archuleta and Mortgage Express that makes the music and ministry of M88 possible. Thanks again to Mortgage Express and Alfonso Archuleta for sponsoring this episode of the Raw Talk podcast.
Yesterday I lived for me, and I was so alone as I could be. Then I saw you and how you give yourself away. Now I want to live for you today.
Welcome to Raw Talk, a little small town poets there to kind of set the mood for tonight's conversation here on Raw Talk. I'm your host, Yo. Thanks for joining me here on Raw Talk, the show where we want to challenge you, encourage you, but most of all, get you to think, get you to understand why you believe what you believe, consider some things from a different perspective, and, you know, just enjoy a time of conversation together. Before we get started, we want to thank Alfonso Archuleta over at Mortgage Express for sponsoring Raw Talk. We appreciate them doing that and making this hour of sitting around
talking about stuff together. Possible. They're at 3701 San Mateo Northeast at the corner of San Mateo and Comanche, and their phone number is 237-2460. So thank you very much again, Alfonso Archuleta and Mortgage Express, for being a sponsor of Rock Talk and helping to make the music and ministry of M88 possible. We appreciate them doing that. Well, tonight on Rock Talk, we're going to talk about a current cultural phenomenon that's been going on. It's been getting a lot of, well, not a lot of press, but it's been very prominent recently. And it's something that I know a lot of people have strong opinions about. I wrote an article not too long ago about this new show called Oprah's Big Give. And I called the show Big Give or Big Phony. And that got some people talking, stirred people up a little bit. We posted the article at our MySpace page, M88. It's at myspace.com/M88radio. And also at HollywoodJesus.com on their TV section, just to talk a little bit about this phenomenon that's going on with Oprah's Big Give. Now, I'm not questioning the validity of the show and the kindness it shows to others and how it helps people and whatnot, but what I was wondering is whether or not we're letting reality TV define for us what reality is supposed to be. So many people seem taken with this Oprah's Big Give. They start, it almost seems like they've figured out, oh, this is what true generosity is. This is what true charity is. And I'm not entirely sure that's the case. And so that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. What is true generosity, true charity? What does it mean to be good, to do good deeds? And what is the point of that? Is there a reason to do all of this? And I'd love to hear your guys' opinion, especially about the show, Oprah's Big Give, and how that relates to us as Christians. 505-338-5790 as we go through tonight's conversation. Specifically, some of the things I've wondered about the show is, come on, is this really generosity? These people aren't sacrificing anything, except maybe their time, but they're being flown all over the country to places like Miami and stuff. Hey, I'd be willing to give money to people if I was being flown to Miami. They're driving around in new cars. In the last episode I watched, they're all driving around in Mustangs. I would love to give away some money if I got a chance to drive around another place in a Mustang. I'd love to, you know, do anything, just drive around in a new Mustang. It's a pretty sweet car. And the fact of the matter is, we were watching the show, me and my wife, and, you know, she's saying it looked like fun. Well, yeah, it looked like fun because you're not giving away your money. You're giving away someone else's money. Well, sure, that would be fun, but what if these people were actually challenged to give away their own money? Would there still be a show called The Big Give if people were being challenged to give away their own cash, their own time, things from their own resources? So what is the show really encouraging? They keep, you know, talking about how it's the show that inspires millions. Well, what exactly are we inspiring millions to do? Wait until someone else gives them a whole lot of money so they can be generous to other people? Wait for their big opportunity to be on reality TV so they can be the star of a show? These are some of the questions I would like to discuss with you, specifically about the show, and then let's take a look at what the Bible has to say about all this. And I think the Bible has some very interesting things to say about all this. 505-338-5790. If you'd like to jump in on tonight's conversation as we talk about Oprah's Big Give and whether or not it's a big phony. Now, let me be clear, I'm not bashing Oprah and saying that she's a big phony. I'm not particularly a fan of hers, but now, this really isn't about her personal character. This is more about what is the show exactly promoting? Is it really promoting true charity and true generosity? So if you got a question, a comment about that that you'd like to share, specifically when it comes to good deeds, what is the point of doing good deeds? Is there a reason to do that? What good are good works? Let me know what you think. 505-338-5790. And I got to say, I have some pretty severe allergies tonight. So this show is going to be really boring if you guys have to listen to me and my nasally tone discuss these things all night long. So I need you guys to help me out with tonight's show because I'm in a bad spot right now and you guys really need to help out. So give me a call, 505-338-5790. And Samantha was brave enough to be the first one to do that. Samantha, thank you so much for calling in tonight's show. What do you have to say?
I was just calling to say that it's nice for people to give away money, but I think it's better if they go to, like, an old folks home or children's hospital and they share the gospel with Jesus.
Now, what do you think about people who are giving away money that's not even their money? Does that really count as charity?
I don't think so, because it's not from their wallet.
And what is the difference when it comes from our own wallet?
Because we worked for that money and we could spend it on us, but it's better to spend it on somebody else, like St. Jude's Hospital or something.
Well, that's a very good point, Samantha. Thank you so much for calling in and getting us started tonight, especially with your idea about sacrificing time. You know, have you seen The Big Give, Samantha? Have you watched any of it?
I've watched part of it off and on, but not really.
What were your impressions when you were watching it?
It was kind of cheesy.
What made you think it was cheesy?
Because it's kind of real, but it's kind of fake.
Yes, I'd have to totally agree with that. And the thing I thought was kind of interesting, especially I think it was last week's episode when the Maloof brothers were on, you know, the Maloofs from here in New Mexico. Anyway, they were on and everyone had $100,000 that they had to give away in 24 hours. And they all came up with interesting ways to do it. But the thing that you pointed out is they didn't necessarily connect with people in a meaningful way. I know some people might want to argue that or debate it. Certainly give us a call, 505-338-5790. But I like your idea of sacrificing time by going to actually minister to people's needs and not just throwing stuff at them.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Samantha. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Well, give us a call if you got an opinion about this as well. Oprah's Big Give. Is it really a big give? Is this really giving big? Or is this just one more piece of fluff entertainment that people think, oh, that is so heartwarming. Isn't that nice? And then after the show is over, they move on with their lives as normal. So what exactly is this inspiring show inspiring? And more importantly, what is the point of good deeds? Is there a reason that we should be doing good works? If you got an opinion about all this, give us a call, 505-338-5790. I have Patricia on the line. Patricia, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to say that all the glory is the Lord, so that, you know, if somebody's trying to do something for someone, then all the praise and the glory should be for God.
I absolutely agree. Yeah.
It shouldn't be something that, you know, you're trying, for instance, like, if the movie or that show actually makes people feel good about, you know, helping other people, but at the same time, Oprah is kind of like praising these people for good works they may have done in the past, or even maybe trying to say, hey, look, I'm Oprah and I'm doing this. I'm giving all this money to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I think it's great that she's doing that. In any case, she is helping people. But at the same time, you know, not that I have anything against Oprah, like you were saying earlier.
Right.
It's cool that she's helping these people, but at the same time, it's like, look at what I've done, you know?
Mm-hmm. It was interesting.
It's like a hero. A hero doesn't seek the glory. A true hero knows he has a job to do, and he does it.
Like Superman.
Like our soldiers.
Like our soldiers. Also a good example. Yeah, you one-upped me there. Good job, Patricia. Hey, thanks for calling in and sharing your opinion tonight.
All right.
You know, it's interesting that Patricia brought that up about who's receiving the glory. There was a review about the Big Give on MSNBC. And one of the things that it pointed out towards the end of it, it says, quote, look, it's Oprah who's really doing it all. Worship her. I thought that was kind of a disturbing comment to make, because the fact of the matter is that may be the result of this. Let's face it, there's a lot of people who feel that way about Oprah because of the things that she does. And yes, she is a very generous person. And the people on this show, The Big Give, are also apparently very generous. But my question comes back to, what's the motivation here? Like, here's the question, all right? Try and picture this. I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. If I was given the opportunity to give away more money than I will ever make in my lifetime, no strings attached, and I will be on TV so everyone can see what a good person that I am as I do all these wonderful things, why in the world would I not want to do that? But if I was challenged as a part of some sort of, not necessarily a program, but some other type of challenge, where I was told, no one will ever know what you've done. It'll all have to come from all of your hard-earned resources. And You have to do it all on your own time without being, you know, all expenses paid trips to anywhere. How much would I be willing to give then? And that's really the question I keep coming back to as I struggle with this concept of what is the big give inspiring? We have Abram on the line. Abram, welcome to Rot Talk. What do you have to say, Abram?
I'd like to first say that the idea is good. I mean, it's an honorable idea. But,
yes.
I'm reminded of many of the scriptures in the Bible where Jesus had rebuked the Pharisees simply for they did good deeds to be noticed and not to be good deeds because it was called upon them. No reward is needed. It's expected of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's an admirable intention. And the other thing I'd always been raised to believe is that, you know, you must lay by and give as you've been prospered. And if you haven't been prospered, if you're giving away someone else's money, are you really doing anything charitable in regards to, I mean, are you really doing something from your heart? Is it just a calling of your heart, or is it just something to be noticed?
See, that's exactly the thing that I keep getting hung up on. And, you know, it's cool because, like, you know, I was watching the last episode, and it was obvious that people were being blessed by this phenomenon, the big give. It was obvious that people's lives were being touched. But the thing that I think just kept gnawing at my soul, as it were, was it all seems so hollow. You know, it seems so glitzy, so glam, so overproduced, and it's nice that people were being blessed, but to what end? What was the real outcome of all this?
And what it seems like it comes down to is people are doing this, I mean, with a good intention, but they're doing it for self-gratification. And we should never do good deeds for self-gratification. We should do good deeds not only because God calls us upon us to do it, but because of the kindness of our heart and our loving of thy neighbor.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing I keep coming back to is what is the motivation of this big give? Now, I know that no one in the show, I guess, is aware of this, but apparently at the end of the show, one of them is going to get $1 million. And that's like, you know, one of the big twists of the show and whatnot. And apparently the contestants don't know about it. And yet the people who are watching, I mean, what are we really rooting for? As we watch the show, are we rooting for the people that are being blessed by the show to be blessed? Or, man, I wonder who's going to walk away with $1 million. How cool is that? You know, again, it comes back to what are we really excited about when it comes to this? And I certainly appreciate your insights on that, Abram.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it, especially since I need all the help I can get tonight. Allergies are brutal, I'm telling you. So, Oprah's Big Give. Is this true charity? What is the show inspiring? Is it really inspiring people to give? Or is it inspiring more of the if-onlys? Now, I'll talk more about the if-onlys here in just a moment. But next up, hi, this is Rot Talk. Who's this?
This is Ben.
Hey, Ben. And what do you have to say, Ben?
What's that?
What do you have to say, Ben?
I was listening to the show, and I just, like, money to me, I mean, I think it's in Timothy where it talks about money, how money is the root of all evilness. And to me, I think giving back to other people is through words, like through words and love, most of all.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like giving money to someone can like help them, I guess, emotionally and their faith and anything like that. Like you can give money, I can give money to a bum, but is that really going to help them be, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Give them motivation to move on. I just don't see money as the best thing to give back to people.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting on this last episode of The Big Give that I watched. I think it was last week's episode. I don't know. I watched it online. They were given $100,000 to give away, but they couldn't give away cash. They had to find some other way to give away that $100,000, which I thought was an interesting twist to, you know, challenge things. It's easy to give away money. Just toss it out. People will grab it. But try and figure out a way to give it away more creatively. And as I was watching the show, the thing that struck me about it that I thought was kind of the difference between Oprah's Big Give and the way that Jesus Christ gave is that some of the people, they went out and they did shopping sprees at Target, a corporate sponsor, which I thought was interesting that there was a corporate sponsor where everyone did all their shopping at. And they did some of that. And then there's other people who actually tried to meet the needs of certain people. You know, and Jesus Christ, when he gave, he always gave according to the needs of the people that he met. And what I was wondering was, well, how are people's needs being met through this show? It doesn't seem like a lot of time is being spent with them. And, you know, not just to be hypercritical here, okay? The reason I'm
I understand.
Yeah, the reason I'm bringing all this up is because I'm bringing it back to myself, and I want to know, okay, well, it's cool that there's a show that is about giving. How am I giving? How am I willing to do this, or am I just going to wait until someone gives me a lot of money and then I'm going to give? And that's the reason I wanted to bring this up. So thanks for calling in, Ben.
Hey, no problem.
All right, you have a great evening.
I have a question, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where would you side on between money and actual word? Because, I mean, that's something that's real important to me. Like, you know what I mean? You can give an object, but it's just an object. It's something that you – it's not so much touching as, like, a word. You sit down and you have a conversation with somebody.
Right.
And you really affect someone. Because I know I can sit down with somebody for an hour or two and talk to them about God. Talk to them about anything else and touch them in a way that they, you know what I mean, they've never been. Or you could give them a couple dollars and they go, oh, thank you. And they go and use it and it's not so much motivational. Like, where would you side between that?
Well, honestly, I don't know if I would side necessarily on that. I think it all depends on the individual basis. But I think you make a good point that first and foremost, we have to talk to people to understand what their needs are. And then depending on that, then I would decide, well, do I need to do something else for them or do they just need a little financial help? There's been times when I've been motivated just to give financially, but it always comes back to, well, what is the real need? Is it just a few bucks? Is it something else? But in order to find out for sure, we got to actually spend time with people. And that, I think, is the number one hindrance to our being giving people. Because it takes time to find out what people need. It takes no time to write a check and put it into the mail to the local charity. Not that that's a bad thing, okay? Again, not being hypercritical about that. That's a very good thing. But in order to truly minister people, it takes time. And that seems to be the thing that most of us have the least of to sacrifice. And so that's kind of where I would side on it. I would side, well, after taking the time to learn what their needs are, then I would decide what to do about it.
Yeah, because I mean... Just recently, there's a couple evangelist extremists that came to our campus because I go to New Mexico State, and there was a couple people that went, and I sat down and listened for 3 days, for an hour each day, and listened to what they had to say. And of course, a lot of things they said were really disturbing. You know what I mean? But I was trying to get the main point of them coming out, and you know what I mean? Like you could just make fun of them or something like that, but I sat there and listened, even though I disagreed.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the third day, I gave them, like, my opinion because I took my time to listen what they were trying to say, and I got what they were trying to do, you know, preach the word. But, they did it in a wrong way.
Right.
I mean, and I feel like a lot of people do that. They give back in a wrong way. I understood the point, you know, preaching mm-hmm. the word. But just like doing it in a different way, I don't know. I just see as more communication to people, because I see that that's a big problem in our society today is just communication. You know what I mean? Like my grandfather just died recently. He committed suicide. It came out of nowhere.
Right.
It's just communication. Like if you spend even 5 minutes with somebody and you talk to them about how great God is or how great your life is in itself. You know, you take that much time out, just a little bit of time out of your day, and you give back to somebody, can force someone not to do such an extreme act like my grandfather did, or like, you know what I mean, doing drugs or going out and doing anything else. And I just see that as talking to somebody way more important than giving an actual object.
Well, whatever our motivation is, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3, it says, if I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. And for me, when I see something like the Big Give or anything that's like that, very flashy, I again come back to that. But what is the motivation? You can give all you want, but if you don't have love, if you don't have the love of Christ, what exactly are you gaining? Thanks for calling in, Ben. I really appreciate your comments tonight.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, too.
All right. Ben calling in, and if you got a comment that you'd like to share about this topic of the Big Give, is it a big give or is it a big phony? Give me a call, 505-338-5790. I have Jacob on the line. Jacob, welcome to Raw Talk, and what do you have to say?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, we learned through the scriptures that charity is never something that goes wasted. You know, these people are going around, sure, they're using Oprah's money, but what they're doing, it ultimately is benefiting somebody else. You know, we learn through the scriptures in the book of Moroni that charity does not fail. The charity never faileth. It is the greatest of all things. And charity is the pure love of Christ. It endureth forever. Whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him.
So,
you know, so even though they're going through with somebody else's money, it doesn't mean that they're bad people for doing it. I don't think it's a waste at all.
Now here's that's a good point, and it brings up this question then. So does the ends always justify the means?
I think it's definitely a better possibility, you know, because, you know, Oprah's not just trying, I don't think she's just trying to showboat her money around. We all know she has millions of dollars. She has a lot more than I do, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think she's just saying, hey, look what I have. I'm going to go do this so I can get notoriety for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's been shown in the past to actually have concern for people for doing these things to try to better people. And, you know, any big thing, it can't be done by yourself.
Mm.
You know, if, you know, sure, you can do small things. You can, you know, go out to an elderly lady's house and rake her leaves for her. You can, you know, help someone wash their car. It doesn't matter. You can do those kind of things by yourself. But when you try to reach people on a large scale, you know, how easy is it for, you know, one person to go out and try to bring, you know, 1,000 people to Christ?
Mm.
You know, it's going to be a lot more difficult.
Those are all really good points, Jacob, to give us a lot to think about. Thank you so much for calling in, Jacob.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. 505-338-5790 as we talk about the big give, or is it a big phony? What is the motivation of giving? What is true charity? What is true generosity? What is the point of doing good deeds? That's basically what we're examining tonight here on Raw Talk. And since I am so allergy-ridden, I am relying on you to provide as much insight as possible to this phenomenon, the big give. Is it doing any good? Give me a call, 505-338-5790. You have Jessica on the line who's been waiting patiently. Jessica, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking about, like, a verse in the Bible, like the story of the widow. And she didn't have anything, and she gave it, like, wholeheartedly because she believed in, like, a cause. I believe, I don't really remember what the money was for.
Right.
But, I mean, like you were mentioning, what kind of a charity is it if you can just write a check and drop it in the mail?
Right.
Like, there was also Mary who bought the oil for Jesus and anointed his feet with it, and they thought everyone was thinking, well, what a waste. But, I mean, her drive and her purpose was to honor Jesus, and, like, her motive was Jesus-driven, so I think that as long as their motives are to glorify Christ versus themselves, you know, then it's completely good. But I was also thinking, too, on that line, if the case is that just writing a check and dropping it in, it's easy, how charitable does that make Oprah if all of her money is just really easily given away because she has millions and millions? It just seems like for her to give, like one of the million out of maybe the five she has, I mean, is that really charity, or what is it?
You know, and those are some of the exact same questions I've been struggling with, and more so from a perspective, yeah, you know, it's cool that she can give away all that money, and it's cool that these people are joining the show, and they're giving away a lot of money, but would they be as excited to give if they had to give from their own resources? You know, the thing that you pointed out in Mark chapter 12, starting in verse 42, it says, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a fraction of a penny. And this was after all these other rich people had put in offerings into the temple treasury. And then Jesus, calling his disciples to him, said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all that she had to live on. And the thing that I thought was very interesting as I was watching The Big Give is like, well, what are these people really putting in? They're putting in time, but the time is sort of gaining them fame because they're on TV. They're putting in some effort to give away someone else's money. You know, what are they really putting in? And again, not to be hypercritical of them, reflecting back on me, the question is, well, what am I putting in? Am I just waiting around until someone gives me a lot of money and then I will give? You know, that's the question I keep coming back to. That's the point where I keep tripping up because I have to wonder, and I don't know if you feel the same way, Jessica, I have to wonder if people enjoy the show because they can live vicariously through these people and then just wish, oh, yeah, well, if I had that kind of money, then I would give this. Or if I had this opportunity to give like that, then I would give. And we get into those if-onlys. If only I had the money. If only I was on the show. If only I could be on a reality show to do this. If only, if only, if only. And then there's all these daily opportunities that are passing us by. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I actually think that's a really good point. And that isn't, like, I guess, to show that money is the only way you can give is a very good example, because it does say in the Bible, like, it talks about gifts and spiritual gifts, and if you, like, apply it to the same scenario, if everyone was the eye of the body wouldn't work, it couldn't move, it couldn't touch.
Right.
So everyone has to give in the ways that they can give. Some can't give in money, so they do give in time, and like was previously mentioned, they can give by talking about God or going to nursing homes or working voluntarily. So.
Those are good points. Thank you so much for calling in, Jessica. I appreciate you contributing to tonight's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good night. Next up, we have Natalie on the line. Natalie, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Natalie?
Well, I've got 2 points.
Okay, let's hear them.
Okay, so Oprah Winfrey started a school in Africa
mm-hmm.
to help the needs of the children over there because she knew that's what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of funny for her to help the needs over here. She has to have this huge TV show for Americans to watch and spend other people's money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's gotten to the point where everybody's so far in debt, they're so used to paying a credit card the money they don't have, they're so used to it,
mm-hmm.
that, like, she's just aiding that. Here's some money. It's not yours. Go and give. Oh, well, I can ride a Mustang and go hand out money that's not mine because that's what I'm used to anyway. So do you know what I mean? So it's
yeah.
not like, it's kind of sad that for America to watch television, they have to see that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But in Africa, you know, like they needed a school and that's what they got.
Yeah.
But she's kind of just playing to our whim, like what Americans are so used to hearing and so used to watching.
Yeah.
So it's not even like they're really giving at all because it's not their money. We have yet to learn that lesson. You work hard for your money, and then you go and sacrifice and give it to the families that need it.
Yeah, and that's definitely a tough concept for a lot of people because the concept, it's especially in our current economic situation in this nation. Well, why would I want to give away money when I don't even have enough for myself?
Well, yeah, it's called budgeting. I mean, I haven't gotten under control yet, but I'm learning, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's. We've got Faith Promise Missions coming up at our church this next week. And, you know, you go above and beyond what you got and have faith that God will give you that money for your bills and take care of your needs. Not, hey, Mom, can I borrow $50 so I can go do this and spend your money on something and then realize, hey, I don't have enough for what I promised God.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You know?
Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts with us, Natalie.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. All right, next up we have Michelle on the line. Michelle, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I don't really see what these people are doing. I don't know what Oprah's doing or what the people giving are doing. I don't know where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really think that's our place to judge. I think ultimately what we can see is that people are getting blessed no matter what their motivation mm-hmm. or reason for doing it. And we can pray for Oprah. We can pray for the people doing it and receiving and just hope that God will be glorified in the end because it may not be coming from a place that's glorifying God in the beginning, but our God is a big God who can bring glory to himself and really bless people. And this might make people turn around and look towards him.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it was interesting because some of the people that were, you know, receiving the benefits of the big give, you know, they were saying, hey, praise Jesus. And I thought that was kind of cool that, you know, people on the show were giving glory to God for what was happening. But again, the thing that I keep coming back to, and I'm trying not to sound hypercritical, and I thank you for pointing that out, that we don't want to be judgmental about this. But I think the thing that keeps coming back is just for me. It's like, well, what is my motivation to give? You know, you see something like this, we get excited about it, warm fuzzies, I feel good about it. But then I'm left with the feeling, oh, but I can't do that because I don't have those kinds of resources. You know what I'm saying? And so I kind of wonder, is the show inspiring more people to give or is it inspiring more people to wait for that one in a million shot where someone will give them all the resources they need to fulfill the dreams of someone else in one big, massive amount of money all at once instead of just taking the opportunities they have on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and one thing that most of us aren't blessed with now is money.
Mm.
But God also gives us gifts, whether it be music or just being able to teach. And I think we need to look beyond the money and see what are our personal gifts that God has given us. And if we're not able to go write a check or go hand out money like that, we can be inspired even by a show that wasn't originally intended to give glory to God, but we can say, you know, I don't have a check to write someone, but I can go somewhere and sing praises about God, or I can go teach a Sunday school class or whatever. I think God has given us gifts, whether it be money or talents, that we could use.
You know, you're the second person who's brought that up, and it's such a great point, and I'm going to be honest, I'm a dunce. That's one thing that I've overlooked as I was preparing for tonight's study, so I'm so glad that you and some other people have pointed that out. Thank you so much for calling in, Michelle.
Thank you.
All right, you have a great evening, all right?
You too. God bless.
God bless you. Well, and actually going along with what Michelle was just saying about the idea that we all have gifts that we can give, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 42, Jesus is talking, and he says, "And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward." That was something that I always thought was kind of an interesting passage, and I didn't pay a lot of attention to it until not too long ago. A pastor was talking about that passage, and they kind of enlightened me with it. And I'm not saying that this is the ultimate, this is the absolute interpretation of that passage, but it's an interesting thought. They were saying that this idea of giving a cup of cold water to a little one, well, what is a cup of cold water? Naturally, we would think, oh, well, that means you give a cup of cold water. But what if it was more than that? What if that cup of cold water was a little bit of your time? What if that cup of cold water was taking the time to pray with someone? What if that cup of cold water was being on a show like The Big Give? What is that cup of water that that person needs? The cup of water being a metaphor for whatever their need is. How are we doing that for all these little ones? Not just children, but the children of God. We're all the little ones of God. God loves people so much. And that was a moment that really opened my eyes and challenged me to think more about how do I give? How do I give that cup of cold water to someone who's in need? And what's been pointed out here tonight, I'm so glad that it has been, is that there's lots of different ways to do that. And we've all been gifted in different ways to do that. The question is, are we making the most of our gifts, or are we waiting until a reality TV show comes along and gives us the opportunity to do that? We have Denisha on the line. Did I say that right, Denisha?
Yes, you did.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, welcome to Rob Talk. What do you have to say?
You know, the gentleman earlier had said that money is the root of all evil. And, you know, it is. It does say that, but it also says that God actually wants us to be wealthy, and he wants us to be blessed. And he wants us to be blessed in order so that we can bless others.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our whole Christian perspective should be, how can we help somebody else? And whether it be financially, physically, spiritually. But I don't believe it's also just a matter of, you know, here's $2, and hand it out to just whoever. We're to be on our knees praying about it, asking God, who can we help today? You know, there was a time when my husband and I had nothing, and we had a bill that was due, and we were just praying to God, where is this going to come from? And we trusted him, and a check came in the mail. It was anonymous. We had no idea where it came from, but it was the exact amount we needed, and God had blessed us through that. And, you know, I know Oprah said she doesn't believe there is a God, but, you know, I think God is using this,
mm-hmm.
you know, through her, even though she doesn't realize it, you know, he's using it through her to bless other people. But I'm with you. I agree that we have, as a society, forgotten what our goal and what we are here for,
mm-hmm.
and that is to be a blessing to other people, whether it be financially or spiritually. And the one gentleman that said that we are to speak to people, and that is true, but we are also to be susceptible to God and listen to what he wants us to do, because part of what he might need us to do is to give, because we don't know if that person is in need of the $50 we give them, or, you know, giving to the radio station so that other people can hear worldwide. It might be their first time they turn on the radio, they hear about Christ. But that all happens through financial giving.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm so glad that you're able to call in and share those thoughts with us tonight, Denisha. I really appreciate it. Did you get a chance to watch The Big Give?
I haven't got to watch it yet. I've heard about it, but I haven't watched it. And
yeah.
I'm along with you. I don't see what it means for her to be. To me, it's just a flaunting thing.
Well,
and
you know
she gives, but every time she gives, it's, you know, worldwide. Oh, look what Oprah's done, you know, kind of thing. It's never look what God is doing. And so, yeah, I don't agree with it.
Well, you know, but I felt the same way. And then I watched the show, and it's heartwarming. It made me feel good and stuff. But still, it left me with a lot of lingering questions because it has all the trappings of reality entertainment. You know, there's judges who judge, and then there's the drama of, oh, who's going to get voted off the show? And so I keep coming back to, well, it's called The Big Give, but is that really the focus of the show, or is the focus who's going to win the competition? And The Give is just the gimmick to create another type of reality show. I don't know. It's a very interesting phenomenon, and I think the thing that, again, I keep coming back to is it's challenging me in my own mind. Well, what would it take for me to give? Would it take a reality show where I'm spending someone else's hundreds of thousands of dollars? Is that what it's going to take for me to be a generous person? Or can I do better than that and give without any of that?
Exactly. And does it come from the heart?
And does it come from the heart? Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, that's why I honestly feel my gift is giving. And I give whenever I can. And I know that God has at times asked me to give my last few dollars, but he's also said that he's a rewarding God, and if we will follow him and believe in him and trust in him, he will always provide our needs, no matter what. And that's all we can rely on is trust that God's going to take care of everything.
Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight, Denisha. I certainly appreciate all of your comments.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. You have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
Well, if you got a comment that you'd like to share about The Big Give, is it a big give or is it a big phony? Give us a call, 505-338-5790. And really, you know, what we're talking about here is, well, what is giving? What is true charity? What does it mean? What does it look like? And what is the point of doing good deeds? Why should we be doing anything good? Or should we just chalk it up? Well, I did my good deed by supporting these people I'm watching on reality TV. That's good, and that's good enough. Give me a call, 505-338-5790, if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to share tonight on Raw Talk. Hold on, I dropped my notes. I got to pick them up. Okay, I got them. Don't you hate it when that happens? You drop your notes, you're on a live radio show, and you're thinking, okay, how am I going to take care of that? That's kind of awkward. 505-338-5790, if you'd like to call in and comment tonight about The Big Give and whether or not it's a big give or a big phony. 505-338-5790 to join into tonight's conversation. And going back to what Denisha was saying about, you know, trusting that God is going to take care of us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, I thought this was interesting, especially in light of something like The Big Give. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As I was thinking about that verse in relation to The Big Give, again, not being hypercritical, but looking at my own life and as a reflection of that, you know, using The Big Give as a mirror to hold up to myself, well, how giving are you? Here's people who are obviously sowing generously, but with someone else's seed, as it were, and that they're giving what they decided in their heart to give of someone else's money, and they're very happy about it. But who wouldn't be when you don't have any risk involved, when there's no sacrifice involved? And they don't have to worry about being provided for because the show is taking care of all their needs right now. And I thought that was an interesting analogy to me, because basically we're all a part of a big give, if you think about it, except this isn't being sponsored by Oprah. It's being sponsored by God. And he's not handing out wads of cash right there in front of us, but rather he's asking us to walk by faith without seeing how he's going to provide and yet to be willing to go out and to give big. And he's not going to send us home if we don't, you know, that's a big gives thing. Give big or go home. Well, that's not going to happen. All God is asking, give big and then give some more. And I will make all grace abound to you so that you will have all that you need. And do all that cheerfully. And I got to admit, sometimes it's hard, especially in our current economic situation here in the U.S. It can be challenging to think of ways that we can give, especially if it involves finances. But anything, you know, we're all working so hard to keep our finances going that we don't have a lot of time. But if we are all suddenly on a reality show, that takes all the pressure off. But God is our provider. He should be enough to have us think, oh, all the pressure is off. If I see a need, I can meet it because God is meeting my needs. And that's the thing that I've continuously come back to as I've heard about the big give, as I've watched it, as I've written about it. It's come back to me. Are you willing to rely more on Oprah or God to provide for you in order for you to get big, yo? And it's like, well, that's a tough question. Can I wait until a commercial break before I answer that question? We have Tara on the line. Tara, welcome to Rod Talk, and what do you have to say?
Hi, I have a couple of things.
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, if you give somebody just some cash or you help them get a job, which is better? I mean, giving them a couple bucks, yeah, that might help, but if they're, like, on the street begging, then they're going to be doing that a couple hours later in the next day. But if you help them get a job or teach them, teach them, give them a fish or feed them for a day or teach them how to fish and feed them for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Then also, with me, I used to give people food, you know, because they're living in Albuquerque near the UNM. They would ask, oh, can I get this? I'm like, well, no, but I have some food for you if they really wanted it. And you'd be surprised how many people wouldn't want the food. Or I would tell you, well, I don't have cash on me, but if you meet me in the store, you're hungry, I'll buy you something.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you feel like this. You're giving right now. You don't feel good. You have allergies. And you're doing your job. You could have had somebody, like, fill in for you. Or, you know, when you wake up and you don't, like, having to cook breakfast for your kids or anything, that's giving. When you're really busy, but you say, no, I'm going to take time out for God and read the Word. You know, that's all giving, and we should give everything as unto the Lord.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the other concern I've had with the big give is, are we narrowing the definition of what it means to give? Because, you know, the catchphrase is, you give big, or you go home. And that's the thing that they're all, it's all about giving big, give big, give big, give big. And, you know, yeah, it's exciting when you can really meet someone's major need. No doubt about that. I would love to do that myself. But I'm kind of concerned, because even myself watching the show, it feels like, oh, well, until I can really give big, I'm not going to give it all, because then it's not really going to matter. You know what I'm saying? I kind of wonder if it's dampening people's spirits to give, because they don't feel like they're giving big enough now that there's this competition out there. And they think, well, helping out that one person over there, that's not really giving big, so I'll just continue on my way. And for me, again, this is all coming back on me, people. All right, I'm not being hypercritical of anyone but myself. That's the thing that I'm worried about when I see the show. Like, well, I don't want to be indoctrinated from reality TV to think, well, if I can't get big, I might as well go home, because that's what it's all about. So I thank you for bringing up all those little things that we can do on a daily basis that is giving, that is generous, that is charitable to our families, our friends, and the people around us. We can't ever forget that the small things count just as much as the big things. Thanks so much for calling in, Tara.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right. You have a good night. Next up, we have Vonda. Vonda's on the line. Welcome to Raw Talk, Vonda. What do you have to say?
I say Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for those who love God and are called together for His purpose.
I was wondering when that verse was going to come up. I knew it'd be sooner or later. So I'm glad we finally got to it. And why do you bring that up, Vonda?
Because, I mean, so Oprah doesn't believe in God. As you said earlier, some people were praising God's name right there on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And God's going to use this just like He uses everything else.
Mm-hmm.
He's mighty and He's powerful. And it's going to be used for Him just like any other thing is used for Him. and it's going to bless his name. And who knows, you know, maybe someday Oprah might believe in God.
Yeah, well, that would be awesome.
We need to pray for her.
Yeah, and again, the thing I keep coming back to is like, yeah, God's going to use this, the
just
show.
Just like he used the two mites.
Yeah.
The old lady's two mites.
The question I keep coming back to is like, am I going to wait for God to use the show to bless people, or am I going to wait until God uses me to bless people? And I think my problem, if I could say, with reality TV, and this is just reflecting on me, is that it makes me lazy because I think, well, until I have an opportunity like that, then God isn't going to use me because it's not going to be that big. But we all know that's not the truth.
You know what? I don't believe that for a second.
Well, that's good.
I bet God uses you all the time. You know what? He's using you right now.
Well, thank you. This isn't... Yes, thank you.
And I bet you do wonderful things for him all the time. I hear you on the radio saying wonderful things and blessing his name.
Well, thank you.
So you just get those little thoughts that Satan's putting in your mind to put you down and just sweep them right out of there.
Well, thank you. I'll do that, Vonda. Thank you so much for calling in, all right?
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good night. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Vonda. Wasn't trying to turn this into a pity party for you. All I'm saying is, you know, the big give has had me thinking a lot about how giving am I and what is my motivation for giving? Why should I give? Why don't I give more? Things of that nature. And as I reflected on these questions, I thought this would be an opportunity where I could bring those questions up to you so we could all reflect on them together. And that's definitely one thing that God is using for good out of the show, The Big Give. It's gotten me thinking about giving. We have Kirk on the line. Kirk, welcome to Rod Talk. What do you have to say?
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I agree with what you're doing. I think you're raising some very important questions, you know, for the show or not for the show. I mean, good questions to ask one another and yourself from time to time. But my comment is kind of ask the question about, is it for real or is it a big phony? And you know, I see a lot of phoniness to the show Big Give. I've watched it pretty regularly, and I see it, you know, Oprah being a big celebrity, and the Maloof brothers on there as well, Sacramento Kings, you know, professional sports owners and stuff, and kind of a big publicity for them.
Yeah.
And they use it as a great way for network TV to advertise themselves and their publicity to, you know, generate more money from themselves. And meanwhile, they, you know, the Maloof brothers can just take all the hundreds of thousands of dollars they give away and use it as a tax write-off and so forth. And so, I mean, it's one of those things that I see a lot of phoniness to it. However, on the receiving end, all the recipients of the giving, you know, I see a lot of, you know, God's work being done.
Mm-hmm.
Especially through the participants, but you know, on the executive producer, you know, Oprah Winfrey level, there's a lot of phoniness to it, you know. But on the grassroots level of people receiving their gift in the you know, Iraq War, you know, veteran and number of people in need, schools, and it's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's an interesting mix of those two where you see a lot of, you know, phoniness, as it were, but also a lot of genuineness in the people who are grateful for what they have been given from that show. And that's where I have kind of a disconnect, you know. It's like, well, that's nice that the people are genuinely thankful, but the motivation behind them being blessed, I guess the question is, does it matter? Like we talked earlier, does the ends justify the means? Does it matter what the motivation is as long as people are genuinely be blessed? And I will say this, just to be very clear where I'm coming down on whether or not the motivation matters, I think absolutely it matters. I think eternity matters very much so. And if our motivation for giving is eternity, the fact that when we give, we are emulating Christ, that we are doing so out of our love for him, that we are doing so because we are so grateful for what God has blessed us that we just can't wait to give back to other people and bless them because
right.
of the reason we've been blessed, I think that matters a ton because I believe that when we do that, we're giving more than just a temporary physical need, whatever it may be. But there's a little bit of eternity wrapped up in that as well. And I think that's part of where I have a disconnect with Oprah and The Big Give. I don't see any eternity, anything eternal happening there. Of course, why would it? It's on network TV. I'm not saying it should be. It's network TV. I wouldn't expect it to happen. But in my own life, when it comes to giving, I want to see a little bit of eternity be involved with it, as opposed to, well, whatever the motivation is, the point is someone's being blessed. I think there should be more to it than that.
That would be great. That would be great if it wasn't so much of a secular-only based, you know, network TV type show. But, I mean, it's a great idea for other religious-based channels or networks out there, you know, worship, you know, channels to, you know, analyze the idea and do the same thing for their viewers as well, and have it make it a, you know, more of a God-focused, God-centered reality. So the end do justify the means, and the motivation behind giving is truthful and just.
Well, you know, and even forget about it being on a reality show. Why can't we just do it every day when no one will ever find out except for God? Isn't it enough that he's our audience?
Yeah.
And so that's the thing I keep coming back to. Like, what am I waiting for giving? Am I waiting to be noticed? Well, the Bible's pretty clear about that. If I'm waiting to be noticed, I have my reward once I get noticed. Or should I be content with the fact that no one will ever know? No one will ever realize what a saint Yo is. I'm obviously not the greatest saint ever. But the point is, I shouldn't be waiting for those accolades. We need to give because Christ gave to us first. And it doesn't matter if anyone will ever know. When I was writing my blog about this, I had someone write in, and they're very critical. It's like, well, you're saying all these things, but what have you done? What have you given? I've run a bit, blah, blah. And I wrote them back. I said, those are good points. You're absolutely right. Maybe I haven't done anything, but maybe I have. The point is, it's really none of your business whether I have or I have not. All I'm asking is, well, what is this show really inspiring? And so it was a very interesting conversation I had with some of the responses online. Hey, Kirk, I got a couple other people I want to get to.
All
so
right.
Thanks for calling
man.
Thank
you, Yo.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have Jarl up next. Jarl, welcome to Rod Talk. What do you have to say?
Hey there.
Hey.
I was just listening a couple minutes ago.
I'm
on break at work, and I was actually thinking about your question about whether this show like deters people from giving on the basis of whether they can give big or they can't give big at all. And it kind of just reminded me of Jesus talking about the widow giving her two copper coins, and he says, surely she's given more than anyone else. And so I really think that it's a matter of like the heart of the giving.
Mm.
You know, are you giving, you know, because it's coming from the right spot or not? Because I mean, you could give a whole bunch of money, and I mean, I don't want to talk about the people that are receiving, because God can change whatever it is that's given, because he can take something that's intended for evil and make it for good. But in the heart of the giver, are they being blessed by being able to give?
Mm-hmm.
I say no if they're giving it in, you know, not in the right frame of heart, so to speak. But if they're giving it from the right, you know, standpoint, if they're thinking, you know, with their heart and thinking, man, I just want to bless people and this is all I got, God, just multiply it and, you know, bless as many people as you can with it, and he will, and you'll be blessed too. So.
Yeah, you know, and watching the show, it's kind of interesting because you see moments where the contestants are really excited and really happy that, you know, they're helping people out. And then you see these moments where they're more concerned about finishing the challenge than anything else. And like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be successful with this challenge. I got to give away all this money. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. And I kind of wonder sometimes, well, is the real purpose of all of this being lost in the midst of it? And what is the message that's being sent to our nation? What is the message, the inspiration that's being sent to us as we watch these people try to give big or give or go home? And
well, I think that the American public, I mean, I would certainly hope that they can be smart enough, and I want to trust that the American public, anyone, you know, Christians or, you know, unbelievers alike, that they can understand that, you know, it's a TV show, and they're trying to get ratings, and they're trying to make money just the same as everybody else is in the show business. And the only good that's going to come out of it is going to be the way that God intends for it to come out of it. And, you know, I mean, if it so happens that somebody's blessed by some sort of, you know, hey, look at me kind of show, then that's fantastic because it's God's working in the show. If he decides to condemn the people that are, you know, or like sort of, hey, you know, you're being disingenuous, I'm gonna let you, have to knead from, you know, someone else or, you know, we let them understand the idea of, what provision is and where provision comes from.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they're able to come to better grips with, you know, hey, this is where I get my provision. And, he's enough. And if they don't think he's enough, well, he can stop providing just a little bit. And all of a sudden, it's funny how people start crying out.
Yeah. Well, you know, I agree with you. I hope the American public is smart enough to realize it's really just entertainment, no matter whatever else it may be. That's his first and primary function. Thanks for calling in, Jarl.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. All right, last up tonight here on Rot Talk, we have Tina on the line. Tina, welcome to Rot Talk. I hope you got a great comment to close out tonight's show. No pressure, okay?
Okay, no question. I was just going to say I agree with you. I believe that if you give material things without giving the most important thing, which is the word, which will feed and clothe and take care of a person, then you've given them nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, again, I keep coming back to, well, does the ends justify the means when it comes to all of this? And what is my motivation for giving? That's the number one thing I keep asking myself when I hear about the big give. What am I providing when I provide for people? Am I providing entertainment because someone else is watching me? Or am I providing something that has a little bit of eternity involved in it? Thanks so much for calling in tonight, Tina.
Thank you.
All right. Tina calling in, wrapping things up for Rot Talk tonight. Two thoughts I want to leave you. First of all, thank you, everyone, for calling in. Great insights. Man, you guys are so smart. I love doing Rot Talk with our listeners because you guys are so smart and had such great insights. So thank you, everyone, who contributed to tonight's show. Two thoughts I want to leave with you tonight. First, James 4:17, anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. And I know that sounds harsh, but the reason I want to part with that is because regardless of whether it's a big or a little thing, no matter what it may be, when you see something that you know is good and that you know that you could help provide for the need of someone and you pass that moment by because it's not big enough, because you're not on TV, because you have to spend your own money, whatever the reasons, and we all have lots of them. I do too, more than my share. I always come back to that as a reminder. You know, when I pass those opportunities up, I'm sinning, and that ain't good. That ain't good at all. And so I want to encourage you, don't worry about if the give is big or if the give is small. When you see something good that you can do for anyone at any time, at any moment, don't pass that opportunity up, because the Bible says, when we pass those opportunities up, it's sin, and none of us want to be caught in sin. And the other thing I want to leave you with is when it comes to giving, we can all give. Why? Because God has given to us, as we saw in 2 Corinthians, that God has provided for all of our needs so that we can do good, that we can do good works. He has prepared good works ahead of us to do, we're told in the Bible as well. So let's not worry about whether or not Oprah is going to be there to provide the money for us to do a big give. Odds are most of us aren't going to get onto the big give 2 or the big give 3 or, you know, how many of these they do, depending on how the ratings do. But we can be assured of one thing. Our God is really big, and he can provide for all of our needs so that we can never have to worry about whether or not we have what we need to give someone to bless them. One of the things that struck me about the show is how surprised everyone was when they were just given stuff. That was the one thing that was consistent when I was watching the show. Everyone was shocked when someone was kind enough just to give. Didn't matter if it was big or whatnot. They're just surprised that anyone was willing to be kind enough to take care of someone else's needs. That was the saddest part of the show for me. If our nation is as Christian as it claims to be, people should not be shocked that there's people out there who want to be generous and give. That is one thing I would like to change, that the next time they do the big give, people aren't shocked because they saw the show before, but because more Christians have been willing to give. And they say, man, it's cool that we live in a nation, a Christian nation, where people are so giving, even when the cameras aren't rolling. Well, thank you, everyone, for talking about this with me tonight. I've actually learned a lot. I had a lot of questions about this, a lot of things I wanted to work out for myself with being a person who gives, who blesses other people, who meets the needs of others. And this conversation helped me out a lot. So thank you, everybody, for helping me out. This was a lot cheaper than actually going in for counseling. So I appreciate your guys' efforts. Got some great programs coming up in April. We're going to discuss video game addiction. We're going to talk about forgiving each other, even when we don't feel like it. I've just gone through this book, changed my life, changed my view on how I see forgiveness. You think you know everything about forgiveness? You probably don't. That's going to be a great program in April. We're also going to talk about intelligent design as this movie Expelled comes out April 18th. And what exactly is happening in the classrooms? Is there room for more than one scientific theory about how life began here on Earth in the classroom, in the universities, in academia? So we'll examine that as well. We got a lot to cover in the month of April, so I hope you'll come back and join me all next month for all new shows of Raw Talk here on M88.